Astronomers from around the world are competing for viewing time on a telescope in Arizona that isn't even built yet. The telescope, on a mountaintop northeast of Tucson, will help them see farther into space than they ever have before. But the site scientists have chosen is generating controversy, both among American Indians and environmentalists. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The $80 million Large Binocular Telescope will have two of the biggest mirrors ever made. Each will measure 27.5 feet in diameter. By contrast, the mirror in an average backyard telescope is about 3 inches. The huge mirrors will collect enough light to let astronomers see objects that have until now been too faint to detect, a prospect that has scientists very excited. Engineer John Raichi is the project's site manager.
I think that we will probably be able to see planets around nearby stars, not just infer it from the wobble in the star's motion, but actually image planets around nearby stars. That has never been done before.
Raichi works for the University of Arizona, which is part of an international coalition of schools and private scientific research firms funding the Mountaintop Project. To reach the telescope site, workers and visitors must first gather at a construction base camp at the bottom of Mount Graham.
You guys have a good, safe trip.
Okay.
Then embark on an hour-long drive up a steep, winding two-lane road to the top. The telescope will sit close to the summit of the 10,717-foot peak, the highest in the rugged Pinaleno Mountains. A 16-story metal building that'll house the telescope looks strangely out of place here, jutting above the red man's Anita bushes and deep green conifers. On a good day, you can see 170 miles. The air is thin, crisp, and dry. Perfect, says John Raichi, for looking deep into space.
Mount Graham is certainly one of a few in the world that are available and can be used and are being used for that select purpose.
But for many opposed to the project, including Native Americans, Mount Graham should not be used for that purpose. Last month at the University of Minnesota, members of the Ojibwa and Lakota tribes protested on the president's front lawn. Like the University of Virginia and a handful of other schools, Minnesota has invested money in the telescope. Here in Arizona, Ola Cassador Davis is chairwoman of the Apache Survival Coalition, a group that spends nearly all its time opposing the project. She grew up in the shadow of Mount Graham and remembers praying to it.
That's a very holy mountain. Down to our ancestors' time, all the way up to here, that mountain is still a sacred mountain today.
Davis says the telescope project threatens herbs and other plants used in native healing ceremonies. But the Apache tribe has not taken an official position opposing the project, and a handful of tribal members are working on it. Former county manager Joe Carter is a kind of liaison between project organizers and local tribes. He says crews have been extremely sensitive to Native Americans' concerns. He has toured the site with tribal leaders.
The underlying theme that I've heard from the Native American folks is clearly and simply, Mother Earth was given to us to use and to enjoy, but we must respect it. And I think that they've affirmed that that's been done time and time again.
But local environmentalists are also opposed to the project. They say the human traffic associated with construction of the world's most powerful telescope will destroy the fragile ecosystem, home to the endangered Mount Graham red squirrel. Bob Weitzman chairs the Mount Graham Conservation Coalition.
The issue really isn't, the number of vehicles going by on their road. The issue is destroying 10% of the squirrel's best habitat. And would you destroy 10% of Arizona's best farmland? You know, that's the issue.
Radical environmentalists have spiked the power line that's buried beneath the road, smashed truck windows and diesel generators, and have threatened to destroy the telescope itself once it's built. There are 6 police officers stationed here full-time for that reason. Site manager John Raichi maintains scientists aren't damaging the squirrel's habitat or anything else beyond a tight boundary marked by a bright yellow rope.
And that rope is the boundary line between the forest and the observatory. In essence, we are shoehorned in here very tightly.
Opponents have been to court 36 times and lost each challenge. One lawsuit remains outstanding. Despite protests and opposition, the project is pushing ahead. Crews are scheduled to begin the delicate task of trucking the huge mirrors to the top of Mount Graham in the spring. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran on Mount Graham in southeast Arizona.